What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Cases and cases of confidence.
Staples can help give you the confidence that your business is ready for the year ahead with all the supplies you need.
Like paper. And right now, when you buy a 10-ream case of Staples multipurpose paper, you get one free.
So you can be confident you're ready for whatever business comes your way.
Buy one case of Staples multipurpose paper, get one free. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, limit 10. Valid through 1/5/19.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, good morning, beloveds. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I just want to say good morning to you all. We are so grateful for you being here. Our co-host, Minister Tabika, she is not with us online this morning. She is recuperating. I do ask you to keep her in prayer, but we thank God. You know, she had surgery last week, and she is doing well, but like I said, she is recuperating. So we just, again, praise God for it. Good morning to Joyce Richardson. Good morning, beloved. Tamika's mother, Joyce. Tamika, God bless you, woman of God. Love you and your mom very much. Good morning to Joyce in New York, to Isaiah in Chicago, Josh in Pennsylvania, the Crawfords in North Carolina, who just moved this weekend, by the way, to Tennessee, to Donna Matabucci, to Prophetess Dorn, to the rest of you that have called in this morning. These people that I just mentioned, you know, these are regular callers. They're here every single week. So I like to acknowledge them. To Deacon Thomas Farr, who has his own radio show now, is Issues Christian Men Talk. And I encourage you all to listen to his show and his co-host, Mark Garnes. Listen to them on Monday nights, I believe, at 8 and Thursday as well. So I do encourage you to listen to them. So, again, this is an awesome day in the Lord. It's an awesome day. I am very grateful. You know, I always say that no matter what is going on in life, this is the day that the Lord has made. So let us find something to rejoice about. Let us find something that we can say, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for me. And today, when you hear the testimony that will be coming forth today, you too shall find it within your heart to say, thank you, Lord, for what you have done for me. Before I even pray, because, you know, we open in prayer after my introductions, but before we pray, I'm going to give a shout-out to about 20 candidates that are being ordained, licensed and ordained, in Philadelphia this morning. God bless all of you. I love you. I know you're not here on the radio show this morning because service starts at 10 o'clock, I believe it is, this morning. But I just want to give a great big shout out to them with under the covering of Apostle Janine Griffin. God bless you all, and may the Lord carry you not only through this day but through the ministries that he has anointed you to lead and the people that he has anointed you to work with. Another great big shout out is to North Carolina, to Greensboro, North Carolina, and the surrounding areas. Now, I say that because my guest is my third cousin. Praise be unto the Lord. She is my third cousin. And obviously she has told her family and friends in North Carolina to call in because I see a lot of 336 area codes on our switchboard today. So I'm so grateful that they have called in. So very grateful. So after I open with prayer, I will introduce my guests for you today. And let's go forth and see what the Lord has for us today. And remember, you are here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you, we honor you, we bless you. We magnify your holy name because truly you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, and my God, there is none like you. I thank you so much for who you are. I thank you, Lord God, for what you have done in our lives, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for going to the cross for us, your Son, going to the cross for us, taking the stripes on his back, 39 lashes on his back so that we could be made whole. I praise your name for the shed blood of Jesus that brings about our forgiveness and salvation. I praise your name, Lord God, because no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. That which the enemy meant for bad, Lord, I know your word tells us that you can take it, turn it around, and bring good out of it. So I thank you for the good that's coming out of even this testimony today. I thank you for the good that has come out of our trials and our tribulations. The very thing that Satan used to discourage us, oh God, is the very thing that drew us to you, Lord God. It was the thing to make us know, Lord, that we needed a Savior more than we needed the wretched lives that we were living prior to knowing you. I thank you, Lord, for your love and how you have bound us together with cords that cannot be broken, and those are cords of love. Father, for every need that is on this line, I call on you as Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And you provide for us, Lord God, in our finances, in our health, in our spiritual growth. Lord, whatever it is, our food, clothing, and shelter, you make provision for us. So I thank you, Lord, that every need is met on this line. If there's anyone on this line, Lord God, or that will be listening to us that does not know you as Lord and Savior, I ask you, Holy Spirit, to draw them. Draw by your Spirit. The Word of God tells us if Christ be lifted up on the cross, that he would draw all men unto him. So for everyone that is listening, may the Spirit of God draw you close to him. May you be convinced in your spirit that you truly do need a Savior, that none of us was born without sin, that every single one of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But praise be unto God that he loved us so much that he would not leave us uncared for. So, God, I thank you right now. I thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing. And, Lord, there are those that will be on this line that will ask, what can you do for them? Well, first, oh, God, we know that you save us from being enslaved to sin. You save us, oh, God, where we may spend eternity with you in heaven. God, I thank you that we are no longer slaves to Satan, no longer slaves to sin. I bind every demonic spirit that would try to convince us differently. Father, move by your Spirit today on this line. Move in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that there's nothing too hard for you to do. There's not a disease that you cannot heal. There's not a drug, oh God, that you cannot, Lord God, deliver us from. There's not, Lord God, a relationship, Lord God, that you deem to be together that can't be restored. Father God, I thank you for your forgiveness of us. Your Son became sin so we would not have to be punished, So he took our punishment. And I thank you, Lord God, that he forgave us of all of our sins. And because the Holy Spirit lives within us, Lord God, we are to forgive every single person that has ever done anything to us. We are to forgive them. So by the power of the Holy Spirit within us, Lord God, decree and declare that forgiveness shall flow this day, that it shall flow this day, Lord God, that anyone that has hurt us, anyone that has harmed us, anyone that has lied to us, deceived us in any way, shape, or form, today we offer forgiveness. And I thank you, Lord God, because your word says that we must forgive in order to be forgiven. Lord, I praise you and I honor you. I truly thank you. I thank you for my guest today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because she was chosen for such a time as this. And I thank you as she will come forth with her story today. And may others be blessed. I thank you, Lord God, that you will be glorified. I thank you, Lord God, that Satan will be horrified. Because the truth, Lord God, is what is going to set us free. So let your will be done here on this line, in this conversation, this day. Let your will be done on earth and through these earthly vessels already done in heaven. And we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' awesome, magnificent, and mighty name. Amen and amen. Oof, amen, 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 amen. Well, folks, listen, I am so excited. I am just so excited today with my guest. You remember several weeks ago I had my cousin Mary on the phone, Mary Stevens, and she's the author of the book, All About Mary, and that is my wonderful cousin. We are double first cousins. Our parents are brothers and sisters. Her father and my father are brothers. Her mother and my mother were sisters, so therefore we were first cousins, you know, twice. And my siblings, at least me and my older brothers and sisters, the Stevens from Mary's family, we are closer, I guess, than I am with any of the other cousins, and I guess the blood had a lot to do with it. So besides that, you know, the times we shared and lived together and so much, you know, you heard so much when Mary was here with us, and I thank God for her. Well, the young lady we're about to hear from today is her granddaughter. It's her granddaughter, which makes her then my third cousin. And the first time I ever laid eyes on this young lady was at her uncle, my cousin Mitt's funeral or homegoing. And she danced there. And the dance was absolutely beautiful. It was the three of them that danced. And they did an awesome, awesome job there. And that was the first time I saw her. And I had not spoken with her at that time, so I didn't even know that she was my cousin. And I did not realize that until within this last month or so, you know, as we communicated one with the other. And then I asked her to be with us today. And I am glad that she accepted the offer to be here and to share her story. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce to y'all, and I pray I say her name right, Nalshia, and she'll correct it when she speaks, Nalshia Womack. And she has YouTube videos of Stay Positive with Nalshia. I'm sorry. I don't want to continue to mess up her name. Nye, honey, forgive me for calling you Nye for short until you come on and tell me how to pronounce your name again. I say Nalshia, but she will tell us exactly how to pronounce it. So good morning, beloved. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed, honey. I am blessed. Please pronounce your name for me.
It's Nylecia.
Nylecia. Nylecia.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Okay. All right. Well, forgive me for messing it up. Forgive me for messing it up. Amen. Well, darling, thank you so much for accepting our invitation to be with us today. Of course, I had spoken with your grandmother, and she had told me about videos that you had on YouTube, and I went and I looked at the video, and when I looked at the video, I said, oh, my gosh, I said, I want this young lady on this broadcast that I do. And I called you, and you graciously agreed to be with us. So let us please start with the fact that stay positive. Let's start with your YouTube show. I keep wanting to call it a radio show. Yes. So you must be going on radio besides just being on radio with me. You must be going to do some radio. I'm decreeing it in the name of Jesus that you're going to do some radio stuff. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Alrighty. Alright. Yeah, I like that. That's right. Touch and agree with me, honey. Amen. We get you out there. Get you out there and let the Lord use you. Let him use you. So many people will be blessed, you know, by what it is you're doing. So now let's just start with, first of all, the name of your videos, Stay Positive with Nylecia. Tell us what that means in itself, just the very title of it. What does that mean?
Well, when I first found out I had HIV, and I knew right away that I wanted to be an advocate for especially people my age because I'm so young. I'm 22 going on 23. And I was battling with should I come out or should I just not, because I was so afraid of the negativity that I was going to get, you know, especially for people who knew me and, you know, people I have dealt with in the past, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't want, you know, I was so afraid that I was going to receive so much negativity. So when I came up with that name, it's just like, let's stay positive, like be positive about something that's may seem different or taboo to somebody else. And It's just really, I just want positivity about my story about HIV, because there's so many negative things that people, you know, think about it, or, you know, facts that they really don't know about it. So staying positive is really trying to uplift not only me, but other people with HIV.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And now how long have you been doing this?
I just started about a month ago.
Okay, a month. All right, folks, you've heard that. About a month ago is when she started doing this, and you do it on YouTube. Tell the people how to find you on YouTube so they can, you know, watch your videos.
Yes, my link is Stay Positive with Nylecia. You can like and subscribe. You can also find me on Facebook, Nylecia Womack, and also on Instagram, Stay Positive Nylecia.
All right, and I'm going to ask you please to spell your name, Nylecia. Spell it so they will, you know, be able to find it.
Yes, it's Nylecia.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Nylecia. All righty. So stay positive with Nylecia. Father, help me, please. Help me, please. Okay. All right, beloved. So listen, before I get in the in-depth of your testimony, give us a little background about your family. You know, how many siblings you may have. Just give me an idea. Give us a little of your history before we hit right on the story today.
Okay. Well, first I'll start off with my grandmother. She has 8 kids total, 3 girls and the rest are boys, 5 boys. And my dad, Alfred Womack, he has 1 boy and 4 girls. And I am sort of like the middle child. I have about 25 cousins due to my grandma's kids. And and she has about 9 great grandchildren, if I'm not mistaken now. And we was raised, you know, to worship God. I was in the Heavenly Voices for all my life, basically dancing. My grandma does plays, you know, so I got to really watch and learn about God at a young age and really watch my grandma, you know, just come in and do wonderful things with young kids, with older adults. And so that really impacted my life on how I am today. My grandma had raised me. She taught me to always be honest, respect your elders, you know, always show respect, always carry yourself in a way that, you know, when no one's looking, that you're still being respectful. You're a young lady, you know, respect yourself. And most of all, put God first within anything that you do.
Amen, amen. Very good, very good. Okay, so now bring us up to the day that you found out that you were HIV positive.
Okay. I was at home, you know, with my mom. I got a message from my OBGYN to call him back, and it was, you know, he was, you know, away from home at the time, and they usually don't make phone calls when they're not at the office, but he gave me his personal cell to call him back. And when I did, you know, he said, you know, we got blood work back, and we want to run a second test because one of your tests showed that you have HIV. And, you know, all I could do was just stop, like, just look, like, is this really real? Like, and my mom, she's laying down, and she looks at me, and she can see that something is wrong. And my mom, like, what's wrong? Like, I was like, Mom, hold on, I'm on the phone, I'll tell you in a minute. And, you know, as I'm talking to him, you know, he was like, well, we'll set you up a date and to come back in. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm smiling, and I'm talking. I'm like, okay, well, I'll see you back in the office. And when I got off the phone, I was like, Ma, I have HIV. My mom immediately broke down crying. And, you know, all of a sudden I see my uncles coming in and my aunts, and they're in tears and everybody's upset. And I cried for a little bit, but then everybody else started crying. And it was just like, you know, that day I saw my family really come together for me. Like, we're such a tight family. But that day, that kind of shook us a little bit, because that's not, you know, something that usually happens, especially to their niece and their daughter.
Amen. Amen. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you said your GYN is the one that called you. So you were pregnant at the time you got this news?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and how far along were you?
I was about 2 months when I found out.
Okay. All righty. And, okay, so you were 2 months pregnant, and this is your first child?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I don't want to say the baby's name yet, because I want to wait, because I love her name so much. I want to wait for a moment where we can really focus in on her name, okay? So let's just hold
no
off
problem.
Calling her name. Okay, all righty. So you were 2 months pregnant, and doctor calls you and tells you, you know, that you're HIV positive. And the family obviously took this very hard. How did things go with your child's father? What happened when you shared this news with him?
Well, I called him that same day. He was at work, and I let him know. that I was HIV positive. And before then, when I first found out I was pregnant, you know, I was at the hospital, and when he came, he was upset. He was crying and stuff like that. I didn't understand why at the time, but a couple of days later, him and his sister sat me down, and they explained that he was born with HIV. Now, me not knowing much about HIV, you know, I went along with the story that they had told me, and, you know, they was just like, well, there's no possible way that you can get it, but still go get tested or whatever, you know, because you can't get it or whatever. He's born with it, and it's a trait and all this other stuff. So I did talk to my doctor or whatever, and they was like, well, you should have nothing to worry about, you know, explaining what they told me. But with him not taking his medication for, I think, about maybe the last 2 years, he became back detectable, which allowed him to give me HIV. So when stuff started coming out that, you know, he wasn't being honest, my family went to go sit down with his family. And we was sitting down talking, and me and my aunt and my mom and my other aunt, and we were sitting down talking with his family, his mom and his sisters and him. And, you know, his mom didn't know that he did not tell me, because his mom thought that he did tell me, because that's what he told her. And his sisters and them, they were, you know, one of his sisters, they were crying or whatever, and they just didn't expect for this to happen. And as we were talking, you know, my aunts, my mom, they're upset, they're mad. You can see it, like, they want to know, they want answers, like, why was he not taking his medication? Like, what was really going on for him not to take it? You know what I'm saying? He knew he had this. He was born with this. So why wasn't he taking the precautions to make sure that he stayed undetectable? And, you know, we was just sitting down, and, you know, some of the things were, you know, well, your daughter also chose to lay with him without using protection. And even though that is the case, that doesn't give someone the right not to clarify their status or let someone know that this is what I have, and if you're going to be with me, that you may be taking a risk, or this, you know, to let me know. And so after that conversation with his family, I realized right then and there that I had to take a break away from him, because he wasn't who I thought he was. I didn't really know him as well as I thought I did. And, you know, I knew him since I was about 12 years old, but we didn't start a relationship until I was, like, 20. So when I had broke up with him or whatever, things started to change. You know, I was getting text messages. You know, basically he wanted to be with me, but I wasn't ready. I'm like, let's just focus on our child. And it wasn't about that. He couldn't understand that right then and there. He was hurt. He felt like I left him. And, you know, his family was sending me messages like he really wanted to marry you and do all this other stuff. And I said, I understand that, but right now I'm not ready. I have to think about my health and my baby right now. It's not about him. It's about me and my baby. And it just started going left. We was going through. We was having arguments. My baby wasn't here yet. And it was a rough time. It was stressful because I was the type of person that was always trying to please. I didn't like to hurt anyone's feelings. So I tried to, you know, make sure he was okay versus I was okay. So I was putting him first, trying to make sure, okay, you know, I'm not trying to argue with you. I just want us to be okay. You know, I still love you and stuff like that. And as I was just going through, and it's just like it got to the point where it was like, it's enough. Like, I had to just stop communicating for a while with him. And it just led to us, you know, not being on one accord. It was just, in the end, I ended up being by myself with this pregnancy. And I just had my family to support me and watch me go through.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Well, thank God for good family. Thank God for good family.
Yes.
There are many people, I'm telling you, that go through these things and they don't have the support. And I know how the family is. So praise God for good family. standing by your side. I know every last one of them stepped up to the plate. I can see them all now. Nadia, Shasha, and Snooney, and Buzzy, all of them. I see them all, you know, coming to your aid, coming to your aid. Amen. Well, what did the doctor say then? Because now you say he was born with it, which meant his mother then also had it. So his mother had AIDS. Oh, I don't know whether it was AIDS, HIV. His mother was HIV positive, right?
Right. It was his, he's adopted. It was his birth mom that had it.
Okay. Okay, so his birth mother had it. Then he was mm-hmm. born with it. And
right.
you have it, and you're pregnant. So now what did the doctor say was, you know, the chances of your daughter having it?
Well, when I was talking to the doctor.
Go ahead.
Well, when I was talking to the doctor, my viral load, which is, you know, how much HIV is in my blood, like, is it high? And at that point, it was high because, you know, I wasn't taking medication. And they wanted to bring it down. So I was on four different medications also that wouldn't harm my child, and that the time when it was time to give birth that I wouldn't give to her. And but they did let me know that there is, even if I don't become undetectable within the month, that if it was low that I could still give birth, but I was still risking giving it to my child. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted a C-section. I was like, I don't want to take them chances. And it was just like the C-section was the last option. But mm-hmm. I knew that's what I wanted because I was not ready to have that risk of, oh, well, my child could have it and could not have it. And it was just like and the medication that they gave me, I had to, you know, continuously take it, which was hard because I was throwing that medication up every day. I was so sick that I, you know, was getting worried. Like, it was working one minute, it was going down, and then the next minute, it's going back up. So I got really scared because it was like, okay, this medication is not working due to me being pregnant, so this is really hard. What are they going to do? Am I still going to have to give birth vaginally, or can I go ahead and have a C-section? And I was really worried about which one I was going to have to go do.
Okay, so what did you end up doing in the end?
In the end, I end up giving a C-section due to the fact that I had three seizures a month before she was due. I was, you know, it was like a blessing in disguise because God knew that I did not want to give birth vaginally. I wanted a C-section. So they gave me C-section due because I kept having seizures.
Okay, let me ask you something because I'm totally ignorant to all of this. So let me ask you. So if you are HIV positive and have your baby via C-section, it lessens the chance of the baby having HIV versus it being born vaginally?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. Well, I learned something today. Okay. All righty. Learned something today. I tell you, it's amazing. It's just amazing. All right. I didn't know that. I, again, in my ignorance, just thinking you have HIV, you know, that and you have a baby, whatever the chances are, no matter what way you have in the baby still has, you know, the chance of being positive. But if you do it, C-section, it decreases the chance of it happening. Oh, that's
right.
Good news to hear. Amen. Okay. That is good news to hear. All righty. Now, the medication, so now will you have to be on medication for the rest of your life, or, you know, how does this work?
Yes, I have to be on medication for the rest of my life. And let's say if I do want to have another kid in the future, I have to let my doctors know so they can change my medication so I can have another baby and it'd be easier for me to have another baby. also to make sure that baby doesn't receive HIV.
Okay. All righty. All righty. Now let me say this, because I know my audience. I know my audience, and I also know the God that we serve. And so in the natural state, yes, what you just said, you would have to be on medication the rest of your life, and you know, they would have to change it, you know, if you get pregnant again and so forth and so on. But I want you to know, from this day forth, you will have my audience praying that just the way the stripes on Jesus' back heals us. He was, the stripes on his back says that we are healed. And there were 39 stripes on his back. And those 39 stripes covers the 39 categories of disease known to man. And so HIV falls in one of those categories. And the word tells us, by his stripes we are healed. We were healed by the stripes on his back. So I just want you to know that this audience here will be praying for the miracle that you would receive, that you would be healed from this. And I don't care how long it takes, but we're going to believe God for it. You do what you're supposed to do, of course, and you take your medication, but understand that the body of Christ that are followers on this line, we pray for miracles. We pray for miracles, and we believe that by the stripes on Jesus' back, we are healed. So know that we are praying for you. Okay, beloved?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Amen. So don't be surprised one day you take a blood test and they say, you got what? Where? I don't see that. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. I have seen it happen before. I have seen it happen before. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, all righty. Just let me say at this moment, folks, you are listening to Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And my guest today is Nalisha Womack, who happens to also to be a third cousin of mine. And I am grateful for her spending time with us here today. And today we're talking about basically living with HIV. And her show that she does on, I keep calling it a show, but she does videotapes on YouTube, Stay Positive with Nalisha. And that's very important. And speaking of the staying positive, let me say this. Those of you that are online, if you have a question and or a remark that you would like to make, please press 1 on your keypad. Press 1 on your keypad, and I will see that, and I will bring you in. Amen. Let me bring this listener in. Good morning, beloved. Your last 4 numbers are 9732. Good morning to you, dear.
Good morning, precious hearts. Good morning.
Hi, my love. How are you?
Oh, to God be the glory, to God be the glory, cousin, my granddaughter. I just had to say this. You are so awesome. God has called you, my dear cousin, for a time such as this as well. You have given us such a great hope. For those who didn't know the word, listen, my dear granddaughter, 39 stripes was received. Yeah. For the healing. We didn't know the categories. I learned something myself. So I just want to say this morning, and for all the listeners, we stay encouraged. God is able. He'll do it. This walk my granddaughter is walking was her walk, her testimony. God gonna use her. She gonna help others. So I just want to say to God be the glory. I started hollering up in here. Y'all must have heard me. Y'all must have heard me this morning. Come on. Down there where you are, cousin, across over there where you are, Nalisha, and everybody's home that's on this radio. Thank God. Thank God. That's it. I'm going to quit now. I'm done.
All right.
39 stripes.
All right. 39 stripes covers 39 categories of disease known to man, and every disease that will come to our knowledge will be covered under one of those 39 categories. See, what has been done and what Jesus did for us, it was no mistake. He didn't go 40. He didn't do 12. He did 39, and that's 39 categories of disease, and every disease known to man will fall into one of those categories. And by his stripes, we are healed. So any one of those stripes or categories, we are healed from these things. So we decree these things. We declare them in the name of Jesus. And my dear cousin, healed. She is walking in what she's walking in today, but she is healed in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I got another caller. Hallelujah. Good morning, 3149. It looks like Donna Matabuchi. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Apostle Banks and your listeners.
Good morning.
I believe your guest name is Alicia. Is that correct?
Not Alicia.
Repeat.
Nylesha.
Nylesha.
Right.
Nylesha.
Yes.
Nylesha?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. Nylesha, I and others, we applaud you for this brave moment of sharing this platform with your cousin. We applaud you, and I'm just so grateful for her having you to speak to us on this line today. And as you were speaking, I don't know, Apostle Banks, if you mentioned her age and if you're willing to share your age, like are you in your 20s, your 30s? I didn't hear it.
I'm 22.
I mean, like, you don't, okay. Okay, so you're in your 20s. Okay, so, and I was just, okay, I'm going to slow down sharing that we're becoming informed and enlightened. And as the person that already called, and God is already using you. You already know that. Apostle Banks already knew that when she said you're making the videos and everything and sharing that, staying positive with others. So God is already using you, and he will continue to use you even to a greater audience. So, again, thank you for allowing God to use your voice to share with others and encourage and inspire others. However, I just wanted to be enlightened, like Apostle Banks was enlightened about the I'm just going to go of being enlightened about that the person, the baby's chance of contracting HIV is lessened when they, you know, are given when the mom is given a C-section as opposed to a vaginal birth. That was an enlightenment. Okay, so here's mine. Okay, here's mine. And I asked my friend, I don't know if he's listening in or not, but he's studying to become a doctor. So I asked him to come to the line so he can enlighten us a little more in reference to what you're sharing from the medical point. So what I was saying, what I was thinking, like the boyfriend-girlfriend thing, and I was just thinking, I was like, wow, so are people not sharing, please just be honest with me, are people not sharing with people about, like, getting married and being committed? You know, I kind of want to know that. Is that not happening? Yeah, I should write your name down because I'm a visual person. I believe it's Nylesha. That not happening? Do you understand what I'm saying? Does my question make any sense to you?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I do want to get married, and that's one of the things, you know, I was raised with, you know, marriage before sex, and I think, you know, my generation, they don't really believe in that. And even though my grandma taught me that way, I still wanted to make my own decisions and went about and did it my way instead of the right way. So that is something that, you know, my generation does not, you know, really take heed to. And my goal was to eventually get married and to go about it the right way, but I end up not listening and being disobedient and doing it my way.
All that is good for you to share with us. I'm saying this, Apostle Banks, because I was just speaking last week with a relative in reference to the same thing that you're saying. So this message truly needs to come out. Again, I applaud you, and I thank God that Apostle Banks said you have the support system. And I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful for this conversation being open up for us to dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's necessary. Amen. It's necessary.
Amen.
So thank you for having this show, and thank you for your brave and your courageousness to come and to speak forth what God is allowing you to share. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Donna. Thank you. Let me also say this. Let me say this. In speaking of marriage before we have sex, let me say this. In Nylisa's case, if she had waited, let's say she waited and got married first and then consummated her marriage, because her mate was not honest with her, because he was not honest with her, she still had just as much chance to end up with HIV as she did doing this before marriage, because he was positive and did not tell. So one of the other lessons I want us to get out of this is we are in the day and stage and age where if you're going to have intercourse, you can't take somebody's word for it that they're not positive. You need to get, everybody needs to get tested. Everybody, you know, you need to do this, folks. We can't take people's word for it because people lie, period. They lie. And I'm definitely not condoning sex before marriage, but I am saying whoever it is, whether it's before or after you get married, get these tests done. Do not take anybody's word from it, because now our lives are on the line when we want to get involved with something that God wanted us to truly have pleasure in. He really made this for us, you know, to reproduce and for it to be pleasurable for us coming together as one. And our lives are being put on the line. So I just ask all of us to be careful. With that being said, we do have another caller. Your numbers are 1715. Good morning, beloved. How are you?
And Cousin Etta, this is Nadia.
Hello, beautiful. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing good this morning. How about yourself?
I am great. Blessed as always. Blessed as always. What would you like to share with us, honey?
Okay. So first and foremost, I just want to tell Nalicia, which we call her in the family, Nani Poo, that we are beyond proud of how courageous she's been, you know, during this time and, you know, the struggles that she's been faced with. Just a little insight from the family's perspective, the outsider looking in. She was
that niece and
that child growing up to where she wasn't what a lot of people automatically assume was one that may be promiscuous and had a lot of partners in life.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one where her head was always in the book. She didn't like to go out. She stayed reading something, whether it's on her Kindle or on her phone. She never partied, and through this whole event, Nalicia, and we've spoken about it too, so she knows we can talk freely, that, you know, her whole entire life, she's 22, she's only had two partners in her life, when she lost her virginity, and this gentleman, which is the father of her child, where she contracted HIV. So when we got the news, it hit so hard because we automatically assume in our mind, you know, it couldn't happen to you. It can't happen to you. It can't happen to her. Mm-hmm. She wasn't out here with a lot of people. But, you know, because we were so, like you said, Cousin Etta, we was ignorant, you know, to these things that we were taught, you know, in health classes and stuff like that. When it happened mm-hmm. to our family, all we could do was stick together. And we had to be strong for her with no matter the decision that she made. And when she came up and said that she wanted to speak out, we said, wow, you know, this is what you want to do. We stand behind you. Just make sure you know that the devil's going to try you from every kind of area. And he's tried. Mm-hmm. But when I say we have a praying family, when we have you with platforms that you have, that has, you know, mm-hmm. your church that keeps everybody uplifted up in prayer. But we have a praying mother, her grandmother, you know, that knows that no matter what man says, God got the last word and she's going to be okay. When we look into Nalicia, she has what we call and believe a birthmark in her eye. When I say her eyes literally sparkle when she looks at you, she is one courageous person that I've ever known in my life, and though I'm her aunt, she inspires me to even want to do better. Yeah. So I just wanted to say to you guys, our audience, and to my niece, that I'm beyond proud of you, and you keep going on and keep pushing on because you got to go through to get through, and God got you no matter what.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And let me say, you brought out another point there, Nadia, that I was going to bring out, and you brought it out because I was listening very carefully to Nalicia. The fact that I knew from her story that she was not a runaround girl, okay? That it was not, which brings the point to saints, it happened here, and this relationship, she had two partners. I knew a young lady, and hear me when I say this. 17 years old, a virgin, went to her prom, lost her virginity on her prom night. 3 months later, she had a cold that she could not shake, and it turned into pneumonia. And then after testing, they found out that she had contracted AIDS. It was AIDS. She'd gone past the HIV point. She got AIDS from the partner she slept with on her prom night, and the child died 10 months later. One time, and just like it just takes one time for us to get pregnant, one time, and we can get caught up in this, this disease. We can get caught up in it. So that's why I'm saying, folks, you've got to. The first thing is to do your very best to adhere to the word of God. Do your best to do what the word tells us. And if you're not going to do that, then please take every single precaution there is to take. This is no joke. This is no joke. And I love my cousin. I love it. And let me also straighten this out. God did not put this on her. She is not being punished by God. This is something that Satan has put on her. He has placed this on her. And this here, this is one of those cases where what the enemy meant for bad, God will take this thing, turn it around, and he will make good come out of it so that he could still be glorified in it. So this is not a punishment. I don't want anyone on this line thinking she's being punished. This is not a punishment. This is something that she is now spreading the word about it, and people will listen to her because she's 22 years old, so young folks are going to listen to her. Some older folks are going to listen to her, and people that she never would have talked to will hear this story, and people's lives are going to be changed by it. So this is what I meant about some good coming out of this. It's coming out of this. Because the enemy did not want her to tell this. He would have preferred her to be hurt and left behind in this. But he messed with the wrong family. He messed with the wrong family. So she is going to be all right. Baby, tell us, what are your goals and your purposes in life? What is your goal?
My goal is to start a nonprofit organization, and it's for, you know, it's for people my age, older people, mm-hmm. and especially pregnant women. I also want to get into the school system, high school, like an after-school program where I'm sitting with young ladies and eventually have a male to sit with young men and to really talk to them and educate them and really to really understand how important it is to value your health, value yourself. Not only that, with that program, if I could get grants where, you know, after they complete the program to help with school, a scholarship, and to also travel around the world, just telling my story to be a guidance to other people, to let people know that HIV/AIDS has no face, that anyone can get it, is whether you're young, whether you're in a relationship with the same sex, it does not matter.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot put a title to it. So that is my goal and my purpose.
Amen. Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And do you see when I say that good is going to come out of this, you wouldn't have been doing that, you know, if you hadn't come up with this. You never would have done that. So to God be the glory, to God be the glory. Now tell us your wonderful, beautiful daughter's name. Tell us your daughter's name.
My daughter's name is Amazing Nadia Womack.
Awesome. Amazing Nadia, and that's the aunt that just spoke, Womack. Now, how did you come up with the name Amazing?
It was me, my aunt, and my sister and my other aunt, Sierra, and we were sitting at their house, and we were talking, and I was like, you know, I know it's a girl, so let's come up with girls' names. Let's not even think about boys' names. And I was like, I want something that stands out. And my mom, you know, I was talking with her before, and she was like, how about we name her Blessings? I was like, no. That's not it. That's not it. And then my aunt came with Amazing. And I was like, yes, definitely. Because through everything that I have been through, that this baby is amazing. This baby will give me the strength to do anything. And that's exactly what she is. She is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, she does not have HIV.
Yay!
God answered my prayers when it came to my daughter. My daughter is my strength. She is my light. I am doing this also for her because I want her to grow up into a young woman knowing that there's people out there that has different diseases and that you have to protect yourself. Not only that, don't shun nobody because they seem different or because they got a little extra in their blood that, you know, it that you don't have. So when I look at my daughter, I'm just so grateful because I've been through so much, but she's still here and she's still breathing. She's still healthy. And she is just full of joy.
Amen. Amen. Hold on for 1 second, sweetie. Hold for 1 second. Hello, beloved cousin. How are you? Alan.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, beloved. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you. Yes, you wanted to say something, love?
Yes, I'm standing in the kitchen. I'm cooking, and I'm listening to the whole story of my niece and her testimony. And as I'm standing here, I am with all joy knowing that this is an amazing story, and the world needs to hear it like she's doing, and she's going to share it, and I want my niece to know that God is blessing her through this, and she will be blessed, and so what amazing, and for all the other listeners that's listening, here comes Nalicia and Amazing with a true story that comes from God. And I just wanted to say that, and I love you, and you keep doing the wonderful work that you're doing. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Love you too, Uncle.
Amen, amen. All righty, just one moment here. I believe, let's see, is this Nadia? 1715, someone press your button again. 1715, last four digits. Okay, they're not saying anything right now. Maybe that was accidental. Okay, all righty. Well, we have come to the end of our hour, and I want to thank my cousins, all of my cousins, and I want to thank Alicia for sharing her testimony with us. And again, folks, you can go to YouTube and look up Stay Positive with Nalisha, and you spell it N Y L E S E A. Stay Positive with Nalisha. Go to YouTube and you will find her three videos there. So go ahead and encourage her. Nalisha, thank you, my dear, for being so transparent and sharing your testimony with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to see to it that you get some radio time. You can get your Blog Talk Radio just like this and have a free show and talk to thousands and thousands of people. So we will talk. Thank you, God. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing in this hour with us. Beloved honey, do you have anything you want to say before we end?
I just want to say thank you for having me, and thank you to everyone that's listening. And just to remember that HIV/AIDS has no face.
Amen.
Mm. Amen. 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 Has no face. Amen. Amen. All righty. Okay, beloved, that is it for today. Join me again. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Take care, beloved. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.